Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So think about it. This is the same thing with Harris last week. We saw on Friday the master plan put out there and people saying, how about just showing us something during this period of time, the last month or two or before? Why did you not do something about these corporations? You had years in which they were abusing us. Do something. Do something. They don't want to do anything. They always want the issue. They want it again and again and again. They want to take some kind of step in which they spend a lot of money, but they more want to preserve these issues. Here's one of them, and I don't have any sound to this, Dan. Here is Schumer last night. What did he pledge after he was kind of dancing the Macarena when he came out? He does that a lot. Schumer assured people in 2025 they will take away the cap on so-called SALT deductions. Now, SALT deductions are state and local taxes. So you know what the deal is here. If you're in Jersey, New York, places like that, California, there's a few of them. They run up these completely. And Dan, do you know, now that you moved to Jersey, you don't know yet what your property tax is, or do you know what it's going to be for next year?
I've been counting for a wife. She handles all that.
Yeah, so you don't have any number at all? Nice. Maisie, no. Ring the bat phone.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Call
so
us, Maisie.
She didn't tell you, maybe, because it's too startling.
She's hiding it from me.
She's hiding it. Yeah, I would, too, if I were in
Jersey.
She knows
I'll go on a political rant if she tells me.
We hear numbers that are, you know, mind-boggling. So they're saying this has been capped in the Trump tax cuts. If the tax cuts are not reaffirmed, he's saying what we're going to do is it'll be unlimited again, that you apply that against your federal tax bill. Now, look, I feel for the people in New Jersey, you know, people that won't move out of Jersey. I get it. It's place, it's home, family, food, the whole thing. These people that run places like New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, California, maybe a couple of others, they run up these Philadelphia, the wage tax. They run up these unbelievable state and local taxes. And then they get some breathing room because you can apply it against the federal government. So why is it this is the tax that Schumer wants to get rid of? Well, New York. They want to continue getting all that money, brutalizing people with it, but having something to relieve the pressure. Now they don't. I'm not sure if it's capped at $15,000. Is that what it ended up with? Meaning you can't take any more than that towards your federal taxes. And in a place like New Jersey, and Dan, you made this point many times before. You were in Indiana. They didn't have enormous taxation locally, state. And yet you had beautiful schools.
We had an Olympic-sized natatorium, a pool, indoor pool.
Exactly. So New Jersey will say they have beautiful
eight gyms.
And many times that's not true. Why do they have these enormous taxes? Because of corruption, because of redistribution of income, and they're going to continue to tax you. That's what they're about. So they want relief so that people go, my God, look at property taxes. Just take a look at this. So 855-839-1210. Dan, you have to plead insanity now for the future, just like I do. I say that at every speech. I plead insanity. I still live in Philadelphia. Well, it's better now than under Kenny, but the taxation, I mean, last night in South Philly now, the police really have to take this personally. They have crews that are stealing four tires, the entire four tires off of cars. How quickly can these guys do this?
The NASCAR crews?
They must be. Apparently, eight cars down in Johnny Dock Country, like Front and Wolf down that way, in the last week or so, eight cars have had all four tires taken. I think one vehicle, it's somewhere in the paper, they said the tires were worth $7,000. I can't believe it. Four tires? What the heck are they driving? I think tires are what, the $200 range and under? It can't be $7,000. Imagine you come out, though, your entire car is on the ground, essentially.
They're quick, Dom.
Yeah, but I'm surprised in South Philly. I thought somebody would be listening. They'd be out there with a weapon. This isn't going to go on. To take four tires off?
With all the Ring cameras, there's no one that caught that on camera
yet?
Yeah,
exactly. And I think it's been done about 7 or 8 times, they guesstimate.
Wow.
The boldness of it. You know, if you do that, you're asking for it. People down there have to be ready now. That, yeah, it's got to be some vehicle that comes up with guys that know what they're doing. I can't imagine. And what, Dan, you know, you, on your vehicle, it's like mine. Can you imagine tires costing thousands of dollars total? That doesn't seem possible, does it?
Like, I'm so confused because you got to, if you're going to, on the street, take off 4 tires, that means you also have to individually jack each tire, right?
Yeah.
Or do you, how do you lift the car to get tires off?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right. How quickly could you do that? It still seems like, you know, there'd be noise, it'd be visible, car alarm, something. Yeah. 855-839-1210, you get on board. Big news today, too. Coming out of the Commerce Department, Bureau of Labor Statistics, that the Biden administration overestimated the number of jobs, in quotes, created. From March of 2023 to March of 2024, they overestimated by 818,000. Can you imagine? That's not a rounding error. That's not, we were close. So where's this fabulous job market they're creating? Where is that exactly? So, Dan, people are calling in. I'm not sure what the heck happened here. Is it something about tires?
Yeah, or I don't know.
The cost of tires? I may be off on this. I don't picture $7,000. That's a figure I saw in the paper, though. All right. Let's go to Richard in Westchester.
Maybe they're calling in because I got some stuff wrong about IVFs. And,
yeah. Well, Richard in Westchester tweeted at us. And does have information on this. Dan, I think you made the layman's point perfectly. Wouldn't the media be doing... Look, we don't have to make it the end of the world with walls here with this. But it is, by any reasonable standard, a pattern with this guy. They want to bash Republicans because of this moronic stuff, in my view, in Alabama, with the Supreme Court and all that with IVF. So he goes there, even though it wasn't as drastic, if I can use that, or as involved as IVF is with the where the debate on life is. It was much different. Let's go to Richard in Westchester here on Talk Radio 12.
He's a practicing doctor himself.
Yeah, he's a practicing doctor. So, Richard, what do you say about this for layman? What can you tell us?
Actually, my daughter-in-law just went through in vitro fertilization, and it's quite involved because it's a minor surgical procedure to extract the eggs from the woman. Then outside the body, you have to then obtain some sperm, and then you have to try to get it to fertilize outside the body, which is certainly unnatural.
And I'm going with your point, but Richard, what the media could say, come on now, you can't mix these two things up. You even have to do a form of surgery.
They're vastly different.
Yeah.
And then you have to re-implant. Hopefully, if there's a fertilization, then you get an embryo. You're lucky enough, because not they all don't take. You have to re-implant it, and then the woman has to take hormones for the rest of the pregnancy. So and they're injectable hormones. So my daughter-in-law was taking shots a couple times a day. So, and IVI, or it basically it's artificial insemination. So it's what they call the turkey baster. So it's much less involved. I mean, it's a form of, you know, for people who have problems, but it's a much less involved procedure. That's it.
So when it comes to the political debate over abortion, a lot of what we're hearing down south and the banning of IVF is a lot of the frustrations come from the fact that embryos are taken out of the womb and some are left to perish. So with this other, you know, way of doing this, that's not the same case here, right?
Absolutely not. No, because you're still doing the fertilization in the natural environment, the inside the woman. You're not doing it in a petri dish.
Got it.
That's not mixing it up. This guy knows where he was going. He had an instinct. He's going to bring IVF in as a marker here, and he's thinking, I'll get away with it. You know, he's thinking, Richard, it's a lie, but it's not that much of a lie. Yes, it is. It's very much different. And again, this is, even for the media, this is a chance for them to jump on something and do a public good talking about this a little bit, while also saying, this guy should say I misspoke.
May I just say one more thing about Josh Shapiro?
Yes.
Again, as a Jew, I look at these people, and I look at him as a traitor, because there were certain people in the camps in Europe in World War II that were called capos. Now, these were Jewish prisoners who were used by the Nazis to guard the prisoners, and they were commonly quite hated and quite sadistic, and that's how I see Josh, as a traitor to his people.
Well,
to do everything to demean himself in such a way to try to get a job as a vice president, is it really that important to you? Are you that bloodthirsty for this office? It just is sad.
Yeah, it is, and particularly, Richard, a guy that sharp absolutely knows what that mob wants and what they're saying.
Absolutely.
So let's hope the media, this was Jewish Insider that pressed him a little bit on, let's hope the media, we'll see, do they continue to ask this or do they scoff at it? It's a real thing. His party has significant numbers of people that are just anti-Semites, and they're pretty blunt about it. Who's your CEO? Who would you want running your company?
I like George Bailey of It's a Wonderful Life.
Ah,
he's responsible. He's a good man. He's a family guy. And you know you can count on him.
That is a good one. That was one of my favorite characters. 855, favorite scene, Dan. Do you like It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes.
I thought you were going to say you hadn't seen it, like The Godfather. I was going to go, oh, man.
Yeah.
My favorite scene is when Donna Reed has the wedding money and jumps up with it in the savings and loan to give it out to people so they can remain open, and that's how they do it. Boy, what a sacrifice. Yeah. All right, we got somebody on the tires coming up, what they're really after. Okay, we may have overlooked something here.
I think that's really what set people off. He's on Twitter. We got some people as well saying similar.
Well, the 7,000, I'll go to Carlo now in South Philly. All right, Carlo, what is it they really want?
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Good.
I was explaining that when they come in, they take the tire and the rim. So that rim's like on an SUV, or about 1,000 each.
Then wow. Wait a minute. Now, 1,000 each for the rim on the SUV, and that's not anything elaborate, right? It's just run-of-the-mill, you're thinking?
Or is it like a custom alloy?
Yeah, it's an alloy rim.
Right.
So I know when you get them insured, they tell you how much it costs if you crack a rim. And, you know, it's worth paying another $100 on top of your, not your lease, but on your whole bill, you know, for insurance on them. So you figure four rims at $4,000.
Okay.
Four tires at $400 at 16. It's 56 right there. So we're close to the 7,000, and that's probably on, say, like an SUV, an Infiniti or something like that. But what I was saying around here in South Philly, near the stadium, they go after the catalytic converters on the older cars.
Yeah.
So one of the tricks they do is they come down the street, they blast music real loud. And you just think it's some nuisance that's blasting the music, what they're doing. They're drowning out the Sawzalls and the pneumatic guns that they're robbing the cars on. They got a crew underneath the car that's cutting out the Sawzall while the music's playing. You're yelling at the guy, lower the music, and by the time you shut the window and call the cops, they're going with your catalytic converter or tires, whatever they want. So,
taking four tires off, you think these guys are like NASCAR. I mean, I get how hard it is, catalytic converter, but four tires just instantly? Wow.
I know. They got to jack the car up, so they got to work like a team
to
jack it up and get them off. But I had a tire stolen from underneath my SUV. They just cut the cable and pulled the tire off and left the cable hanging. And now they put them inside. When I first had an SUV, they used to have them underneath the car. And they just have like a wire rope. So now, everything's inside. But, they're slick and they're fast. And there's a market for all that stuff, so
I
wish the cops were allowed to do their job, Dom. They're not. That's the problem.
I hear you. Thank you, Carlo, very much. All right, so the rims, Dan. That makes more sense, but still the ability to do this. And you know what this reminds me of? Krasner's story. Remember those catalytic converters and all that, Dan, when they surrounded place in Philadelphia? And who was it? It was the Bucks County DA, not the current, the previous. They did the whole police work, surrounded it. I think they worked with the Philadelphia police. And guess who wasn't involved and doesn't care about it? Larry Krasner, of course. Man.
Yeah.
Just the average SUV. What's so expensive about rims now? Okay, you know, I've had this happen where you break the rim. I know it used to be expensive, but $1,000 each? That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm curious. Are we talking aftermarket? Are we talking the ones that like come with... Because they're not going after hubcaps, but they're sport edition. They're luxury editions that have like the all black rims that are now standard fare with the...
He seemed to think kind of standard fare.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right. You know what? My gripe in this whole thing is when I used to... I haven't had to change a tire in a while. But when you change a tire and somebody's put it on with a gun and you don't have a gun, you're getting the tire off.
Yeah.
Ugh. Easy on the gun when you're putting it back on. You know, you don't want it to come off, but you can't be jamming it in there. Have you changed the tire, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the only things I can actually do.
Was it easy to get off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I in high school, I actually had like custom rims on my car. I was really into wheels and tires, so I learned then how to change a tire pretty well. I'm curious, aren't there tire locks? Like, you would assume that these custom rims that are coming from these dealers would have the tire locks on them.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing people have to put up.
I guess they have the key, maybe.
Well, it's a good segue because coming up, Wall Street Journal, big story today. Fewer teens and young adults than ever want to drive. They just don't want to do it. They're fine with being driven or taking SEPTA.
Is that it?
What do you think it is?
E-bikes. I got a kid that lives in my neighborhood, rides his dang e-bike everywhere he goes. And
Still not driving.
Says he has no desire to get his license just because he has the e-bike.
Yeah, but it's still not driving.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's...
How could you be
You can't pick up a date on the back of your e-bike.
Yeah, well, that's right. You knock on the door, and then you're going to go walk to SEPTA. If I'm the dad, Dan, he's saying, get this guy out of here. Come on. Well, I like him. He's a Renat Borowski. He's a really nice guy. Where's his car? Oh, we're going to take SEPTA. Same thing again. We ought to be praising Tim Walz for his fraud when it comes to the military service. No one is disparaging that. Not J.D. Vance, not Mike Walz, who'll be on 2:30 today. Held a news conference on national security and this guy and the Biden-Harris administration today. No one's doing that. You know what it's about. The lying, the usage of this to gain advantage. And the wife is an activist, the smell of the burning tire. She came out. She's into the game. So, doctor, let me ask you, Dan, you know the obvious question, right? Does the wife know the difference? So she let him go out there without clarifying the wife I'm talking about, right? And, well, he doesn't know. He's a man. How would he know this? And we're supposed to put this guy in charge of anything complex. As vice president, heartbeat away from the presidency. No, they got caught once again. No one is besmirching this. And again, in my view, these clowns in Alabama, I don't care, you know, if you're on that side, sorry about that, but you know, it's clownish. We have to pay for that sin. They're caught trying to bank shot into this big time. And they're lying about it. She said, it's a little bit more. It's still under the same umbrella, though, of fertility. Yeah, Dan, a quick analogy. I need one there. I know. I throw a football maybe 40 yards versus Jalen Hurts throwing it the way that he did. It's still under the umbrella of throwing a football.
Are we really going back to this, Dom?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, of course. Can you imagine me running for office? I dare you to throw it 40 yards. Being caught up in this
football throwing
contest. Well, I thought it. No, you know what my excuse is. I thought it was the metric system. Dan said 40 meters or semi-meters to me. I don't like the metric system. Shouldn't we be talking about America going on the metric system versus can I throw a football 40 yards?
I like the, wow.
It's the Walz technique. It's easy to do.
Yeah.
We always should be praising the Walzes. Whatever lie they tell, we should be praising them. That's the point. And again, how many of these hosts, Dan? Now, you can do it gently, not the O'Reilly way or the way I sometimes do it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's take point one here. Doctor, how is this a little bit? You know, you have to do your research on this. Dan, it seems to me this is a lot more involved. When you're outside the body and doing procedures and going back into the body, you think you might remember that, right? And you might not say, IVF. If he said... I'd give him grace, Darren, if he said fertility treatment, something like that. That's kind of a umbrella, and it's technically correct. Mike, that's just a bunch of, didn't one guy say, that's just a bunch of abbreviations there. What's the difference?
Like, regardless of what my stance is on the issue, the facts right. are here. There are, there's one procedure that takes embryos out of the body.
Right.
In which some embryos perish. And there's
right.
another procedure in which the embryos are not removed from the body, so they have no risk of perishing.
Exactly.
It's
there's another point. It is. But they want to make it complex. This is what they want to do on every... I mean, I have a story here when the ads are running for Kamala Harris when she was a DA, talk about she was smart, too. She prosecuted the violent offenses, but not the nonviolent. Well, she didn't prosecute the rape as a violent offense of an unconscious person, human trafficking involving sex acts with minors, assault with a deadly weapon. They want to have it both ways. She was tough. But she was smart. She was like Larry Krasner. She wasn't going to go after these things and make a big deal out of them. It's a constant game here. And that doctor said, well, it's a little more, you know. Doesn't the wife have anything to say? Ask her about it. Well, yeah, I know the difference. And you would think you would know this inside and out, whether this was IVF or not. You're the governor. You're going off to China. You speak Mandarin. You can't tell the difference between this. He ought to come back out and say, look, I misspoke on this. Here's what I was thinking. He's not going to do that. He's going to attack Republicans. Watch tonight. They don't care. I served 24 years in the military. They don't care. We use fertility. They're against fertility. And they're also against aborting up to the moment of birth. Put those two things together. All right, more of your calls coming up. Don't forget the side question here. I think we have, yeah, Eric's wife went through this procedure. We'll hear what he has to say about it. It is notably different what we're talking about here. They were going to shoehorn this in so they could attack Republicans. And I don't know how they got found out on it, but they did. Probably because they talked about it in Minnesota in a different way than they do now. This guy's going to keep on doing this. Dan, the interview I want to see. Of course, Harris. But can you imagine a real interview with Walz? I'm sweating through the shirt just thinking what would be happening here with this guy. I bet he's not so folksy if you start to push back on stuff. You know what I mean? He's a blowhard. And that's where it's going to go.
I can't think of one instance in which you guys actually talked about real issues.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Mr. Walz, the 4-3 defense versus the 3-4, which did you play, and what are the advantages of both? U.S. jobs report revised down by 818,000. That's a big news story today. Ah, you guys, we had some jobs. So what if we inflated it by 818,000 March 23 to March 24?
They're lying.
That we know of.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, they're just nuts.
Don't stop.
And this Walz guy is completely out of control. In their first defense, well, we ought to be grateful that the Walzes came forward. They were trying to show light on something that's frowned upon. That's my first angle of attack here. What America are these people living in? They pluck from this isolated example. And Republicans, if you remember, the legislature changed the law then. Trump and others came out against it, what they were doing in Alabama. But forever, they're going to live off that. How about the excesses, which are many, of the Democrat Party that we see? Do they have to defend it? No. That's what the free pass is. But man, the Obama people ought to send on a better representative to defend Walz on this. Well, it's a little matter. It's a little bit different what's been described here. Let's go to Eric in Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Eric. Good afternoon.
Hey, I call a lot, but under a different name. I just don't want, because it's personal. But I was, me and my wife went, and you can't just say the wife. It's a couple.
Yes.
If you don't know what IVF is compared to IUI, so let me just give you the background. So, you know when you get a seedless watermelon, and then you got all fruit, and then once in a while you have a black seed, a white seed, or whatever? That's me. I'm all fruit, no seeds. So that's why we had to go through IVF, because they extract the seeds from the male. First of all, you have to go to the hospital, and then you have to go to a room and then give them,
yeah,
ejaculate in the cup and give it to them. So that's embarrassing. And then like, I will never forget seeing my wife laying on a table, and they and then scraping her uterus to implant the eggs after, like, we got lucky with a couple. And then we had two because it was back in the day with Akamai. Remember, she had, like, she did, like, nine of them, and then she had nine kids.
Yes.
Well, that ruined that whole thing. So they did it at a point where you could do up to three now. You can't do, like, an Akamai with, like,
eight,
nine.
Yeah, I think it was eight. Yeah,
yeah, but I got eight your point. Nine, yeah, eight,
yeah, Eric, so you know what? I think we're really on to something here. Just exactly what you're saying, Dan had it, Richard, the doctor, how different this is. Why in the world would you?
It's so different.
Yeah.
It's so different. So, and the IUI, I think it's like people with ED. Like, they have sperm, they just can't get it to the destination. So they extract the sperm from the male, and then they use the tube, and then when the woman's ready, they stay, and then they put the sperm in. It's totally different. Like, I was all for voting for Kamala and Tim, even though I want Shapiro. Like, I love Trump. I think he's great, but I'm a never MAGA cult. I won't vote for that side because of that. But Walz, like, how don't you know? Like, the tears in my wife's eyes. And then we had to abort at the end because the one baby faded away inside of her.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one, Dom, I will never forget this. We go there to go get a heartbeat. And the nurse comes in and does the ultrasonic or whatever, and she can't find a heartbeat. Dom, I put my head down. I'm, like, bawling. My wife, she's, like, all, like, you know, always positive, always positive. So then the doctor comes in, and he's like, oh, I found something. I'm like, no, you didn't. He's like, yeah, come back next Wednesday, and if we find a heartbeat, that's great. If not, you'll have to go to wherever the place was. And do an abortion. Like, they had to extract the baby. Like, I will never... forget that? Like, you forget that? Go F yourself. You know what I mean? Coaching, lying about coaches is one thing, but this, like, hits home, man, because not only that, it costs, like, almost, like, $15,000
for IVF. Well, I'm glad it finally worked for you there. Eric, thank you. Thanks very much. Thank you. That's exactly... what we ought to be hearing here. I mean, this is just for the media to cover. With Harris, they're covering by just not asking it. With Walz, he's blurting stuff out, and then they jump into the ring. You know, this reminds me of a little bit, Dan. Candy Crowley, we were at the convention. We were at the debate of Obama and Mitt Romney. And when Candy Crowley, listeners may remember, jumped into the ring about Russia being an enemy or not. And she had to verify with Obama, because Mitt Romney, surprisingly, had him on the ropes. It was from Denver. Man, when we were at the talk radio convention, all that, in the cafeteria, it was nuts with Candy Crowley. This is what they're doing. They're jumping into the ring and saying, not only are they defending Walz, they're attacking the rest of it. Would they attack Eric? Obvious stooge. How do you know that he wasn't making that up about his wife? Does that sound scripted? Dan, nice work. He was an actor, right? Nice work. Yeah, we were able to pull that. That's better than Hollywood. Give me a break. There is nothing they will stop at here. And this guy, Walz, is demented. Communist China, the lying about the military, just anything that you look up and down. And the wife is along for the ride. I'd like to smell the burning tires. Can you imagine? Instead of close those windows, you know, I'm my God. Hey, Tim, why don't you do something about this? They're burning tires now. I want to smell them.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.